Coverage varies by plan, view contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If your car is out of warranty, one major repair bill could wipe you out. Just ask Ludacris.
Car breakdowns can wreck your wallet. Without endurance, a worn-out timing belt could cost you $1,700. A busted transmission? That's $4,000 easy. An engine meltdown? $7,000. But if you've got endurance, you could never pay out of pocket for a car repair again. With endurance, your car's most expensive parts are covered. Plus, you pick the mechanic you trust to do the work. With endurance, your rate stays the same no matter how many claims you file.
If your car is under 20 years old, Endurance has you covered with unlimited miles. Plus, your plan includes 24/7 roadside assistance anywhere in the country.
So who's going to pay for your next breakdown? You or Endurance?
Choose the name Ludacris trusts. Endurance. Right now, get $300 off any plan, plus a year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free. All backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get your free quote at endurancewarranty.com. That's endurancewarranty.com.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance can help protect your dream home for whatever comes next. You can live in your own oasis or your own clubhouse. Whatever you choose, get the right coverage. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Visualization is a gift to your heart and your soul. It's a gift because if the idea is the seed, visualization is the fertilizer. It's the fertilizer because when your thoughts are connected with an emotion, see, you would visualize yourself winning and you would feel all the emotion that came with that. And all you're doing now is you're not chasing a foreign emotion. You know the feeling. Mm-hmm. And now you're just doing what's necessary to get back to that feeling in real time. I love doing visualizations because, and it's really important in the visualization, you can't see it over there. You have to see it right here. You got to feel it right here. Yeah. Like I am, it's all I am. I am. I am in my dream home. I am in my dream relationship, and then unpack what that looks like. But most importantly, unpack what it feels like. And when you have that emotion in this moment, all of a sudden you stir up something that I don't think will ever go back to sleep. It'll go, okay, let's go get that. And what it really does is it sets up a state of cognitive dissonance. And cognitive dissonance is when you see something in your mind and you see yourself in a way that your behaviors are not currently leading to. And so your mind becomes disrupted and it goes, okay, can we get there? Well, your mind wants to literally be congruent. What it thinks is what you're doing. What it thinks is what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And so when you set up a constant, and abundant thinkers like you and I, we do it unconsciously. Mm-hmm. We are constantly keeping ourselves in a state of cognitive dissonance, meaning, okay, what else? And I'm seeing Lisa over there and I'm going, okay, let me go. While being grateful for my now. It's not in that I'm going to be whole and complete when I get over there. I'm whole and complete now. I just know I'm supposed to be over there. So let me do what's necessary to get over there. And let me evict any behaviors or characteristics that are stopping me, and let me adopt any new ones that I need. I think that people put too big of a notion on purpose, in that they think that it has to look like a Nelson Mandela or a Mother Teresa or Oprah or a you or a I. And a lot of times what you're really good at is right in front of you. What you're really great at is right in front of you. And to recognize that your calling and your purpose can change. That it can change. You have a long lifetime. It's not going to be the same calling the whole time. And so allow yourself to evolve. Allow your purpose to evolve. What's that thing you do effortlessly that you give no credit to? Because you're just looking past it. Oh, it can't be that because it's not hard. How about the fact that you're a great listener? How can you take that and use that and expand that? And don't compare yourself to someone else. Comparison, I think Benjamin Franklin said, comparison is the thief of all joy. It's all, when you look left or right, you know, people are always comparing me to Oprah Winfrey or Yala Van Zandt or Les Brown or Tony Robbins. I said, listen, if you want me to give you Oprah, or Ayanla or Tony or Les, I'm always going to 1,000% fail you. And so when you look at what are my gifts, what are my unique gifts? I knew very early on I was a gifted speaker. I wasn't certified as a gifted speaker. I haven't passed any courses as a speaker. Matter of fact, the last time I took a speech class, I got a D-. And my speech teacher told me, Miss Nichols, I recommend you never speak in public, that you get a desk job. That was in my freshman year of college, the last speech class I took. So a lot of times your gift and your purpose, you've discounted it. Either because someone else discounted it, or what's more common is you don't know how to monetize it. And sometimes the greatest gift you have to give is not for fee, it's for free. You watch people like you and I and go, well, why can't I get paid for it? Well, not every gift you're supposed to get paid for. Nelson Mandela did not get paid for leading 27 years when he got out of prison. He got paid after that, but he was a great leader while he was in prison. Mm-hmm. And Martin Luther King.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts, and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If your car is out of warranty, one major repair bill could wipe you out. Just ask Ludacris.
Car breakdowns can wreck your wallet. Without endurance, a worn-out timing belt could cost you $1,700. A busted transmission? That's $4,000 easy. An engine meltdown? $7,000. But if you've got endurance, you could never pay out of pocket for a car repair again. With endurance, your car's most expensive parts are covered. Plus, you pick the mechanic you trust to do the work. With endurance, your rate stays the same no matter how many claims you file.
If your car is under 20 years old, Endurance has you covered with unlimited miles. Plus, your plan includes 24/7 roadside assistance anywhere in the country.
So who's going to pay for your next breakdown? You or Endurance?
Choose the name Ludacris Trusts. Endurance. Right now, get $300 off any plan, plus a year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free. All backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get your free quote at endurancewarranty.com. That's endurancewarranty.com.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance can help protect your dream home for whatever comes next. You can live in your own oasis or your own clubhouse. Whatever you choose, get the right coverage. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
He got paid from the church, but his fight for civil rights, that was a free one. And he paid the highest cost. And you can go on and on and on to some of the greatest leaders, Mahatma Gandhi. There wasn't a paycheck. And I know we're scaled down to our version, but don't get attached to having to get paid for your gift. So yeah. I think we get caught up in, you know, society allows us to have us, has us looking at possessions. And so we begin to measure our joy and our abundance on possessions. So there, I like to break up my life in quadrants, and I help my students. I do a lot of coaching. I do personal development and professional development coaching. So the first is enrichment of self, that you are only going to go as far as you think you're worthy. I can push, you can push, you can have the greatest product, but if you don't feel worthy, you will work hard to sabotage that relationship. You don't know you're doing it. You just think, these are the things I need. And you're driving that guy away. You're driving that woman away because your self-worth says they weren't going to stay forever anyway. Or self-worth around money. You have a cap that you feel like you're worthy of $1 million. You will always get to $999,000 and you will stop because your self-worth says it. So enrichment is number one. I did this for 6 months, every single day right after I brushed my teeth. And it's the ICU exercise. You get in the mirror and you complete 3 different sentences. You want to write this down. The first sentence, you look at yourself and you say your name. So you say Lewis and you complete the sentence, I'm proud that you. and find 7 different things every day to celebrate yourself for. 7 different. Each day you can do the same thing you did the day before, but each day do 7 different things to be proud of. The second sentence is going to knock you down a little bit. It's going to come from your gut. Lewis, I forgive you for. And cut the shackles to blame, shame, guilt, regret, and anger. In that sentence, you cut those 5 shackles. Not the first day, maybe not the third day, but by the 21st day, by the 13th day, you'll feel some relief. So, Lewis, I forgive you for. And go back 5 years, 15 years, 20 years. Do that. I forgive you for that thing don't nobody know about but you. Go ahead and cut those shackles. Because if you can still think about it, it's still in your energy space. And then the third sentence is, Lewis, I commit to you that. Before you make a commitment to anybody else throughout your day, you make 7 commitments to you. So the first sentence is, I'm proud that you're celebrating yourself first. We are under-celebrated as a society. We look for acknowledgement. Mm-hmm. They interviewed 100 executives that all made over $250,000 and said, would you like a 5% raise next year, or would you rather be told thank you more often? 100%. 100% said, keep your money. I'd rather hear thank you. So we're under celebrated. But first, celebrate you. Yeah. Be the example. When I was on Oprah, when she said, what do you do? I said, I recognize that I'm the example of how the rest of the world is supposed to treat me. And it's my job to give the world the best example of how I like to be treated. So celebrate yourself, forgive yourself, cut the shackles, and then commit to yourself before you commit to anyone else. That right there, that right there will begin to fill your cup up. Relationships are going to define the quality of your life. Mm-hmm. When you're on your bed on your last days, you're going to want to know who's going to be around you. Mm-hmm. Bottom line, you're not going to care about another podcast.
No.
You're not going to care about another sponsor. But the relationships in your life are going to determine the quality of your life. And so mind your relationships. Mm-hmm. And so in the book Abundance Now, I teach you how to heal broken relationships that matter to you. How to get back level set. I give you this great tool called it's a conversation to heal a broken experience. Mm-hmm. So it's called a communication charter. I use it in my company. I use it at my house, and so just is about how do I keep great relationships. And then the third area is engagement. Work engagement. You're going to spend so much time in work, and we're so emotionally attached to our work. And most of the time people are attached in such a dismal way that why would you have that dismal energy around something you're going to spend so many hours in? So I teach you how to shift your energy toward your work so that you no longer look at it as your work. Now it's no longer your JLB. Like everyone in my community, everyone in my tribe, they no longer say they have a job. Mm-hmm. They say, I have an investor. And when you look at your job as your investor, and you really rename it as your investor, and it's investing in your breathtaking future. It has the capacity to buy anything you want for your future, if you mind your money right, right? It can buy your freedom. And so when you look at your job, your work engagement as an investor into your breathtaking life, all of a sudden there's a different energy around it.
Yeah.
And then the last one is money endowment. Mm-hmm. And to recognize more than the Dr. Seuss family and the Disney family and the McDonald's family and the Lawrence Welk family has a right to an endowment. When you get the understanding, and I really unpack it here, where you kind of go, what? When you look and go, I can do an endowment? Because we think it's for them. Remember, I started this conversation with abundance is for those people over there, especially when it comes to an endowment or a living legacy, like in your book, creating a legacy, to recognize that, wait a minute, there's a Lewis endowment and a Lisa endowment and a Don and John and Tanya endowment and fill in the blank here endowment. Mm-hmm. And I need to live my life to set up my endowment. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, you become responsible for generations to come. Responsible for changing the trajectory of your family's life. That's some bold stuff.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.